Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, You Should Surrender, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 26. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. For priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profane among them. It is a serious thing when those who have been chosen to represent God before his people allow themselves to violate the law of God and to teach church members to do the same. It is a serious thing when our pastors and elders allow themselves to be used by the enemy to make of no effect the commandments of God. This was the situation that faced the church of God during the days of Ezekiel. This situation was so bad that God had to bring this to the attention of Ezekiel through a special message. This message is recorded in Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 26. Here the word of the Lord said, Her priests have violated my laws and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profane among them. Do you see some of the things that the church leaders did? Sometimes I'm not sure if our church leaders really understand the awesome responsibility that is placed upon them by God to be his representative to his people. I'm not sure if some of the ministers understand that Satan will come at them much harder than some of the members of the church, because he knows that if he can encourage them to defile the principles of God through their transgressions, he will be able to encourage many others to do the same. I'm not sure if some of the church leaders realize that they need to spend more time in the secret place of the Most High and under the shadow of the Almighty, so that they can receive the protection from the fiery darts of the wicked one, which only God can provide. Our ministers must do everything in their power to guide carefully the avenues to their soul, or to guard carefully the avenues to their soul, so that the enemy will not be able to gain entrance to their soul and therefore put himself in a position to draw them away from God. It is clear that the priest in the days of Ezekiel did not spend quality time in the presence of the Lord, and therefore they did not have the protection that they needed to withstand the temptations of the devil. It is clear that these leaders did not spend sufficient time in the study of the Holy Scriptures and in earnest prayer. Unfortunately, instead of surrendering their all to the total control of the Holy Spirit, they allowed their carnal nature to remain active and alive, resulting in their violation of the laws of God. If the ministers in our churches today are going to withstand the forces of evil that is trying to gain possession of their souls, they must surrender every area of their lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, as well as flee the very appearance of evil. Our leaders must understand that once they allow their carnal nature to remain alive, they are going to give Satan an entering wedge into their lives, thereby putting them in a position where they will give in to the temptations of the devil. Our church leaders must come to the realization, if they have not already done so, that they are no match for the devil. I pray that our church leaders will continue to surrender their all to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that God can continue to create in them a clean heart, and thereby protect them from the possibility of profaning the laws of God and leading church members to to do the same. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statements, and I quote, "These priests who were teachers by office and had the custody of the sacred things and should have called the false prophets to account were as bad as they were." Verse 22. Number one, they violated the law of God, which they should have observed and taught others to observe. They made no conscience of the law of the priesthood, but openly broke it, and with contempt, as Hophni and Phinehas. They did what they had in mind, with an express non-obstinance, notwithstanding to the word of God. And how should those teach the people their duty who lived in contradiction to their own? Number two, they profaned God's holy thing about which they were to minister and which they ought to have restrained others from the profanation of it. They suffered those to eat of the holy things who were unqualified by the law. The table of the Lord was contemptible with them. By dealing in holy things with such unhallowed hands, they did themselves profane them. Number three, they did not themselves put a difference, nor did they show the people how to put a difference between the holy and the profane, the clean and the unclean, according to the directions and distinctions of the law. They did not exclude those from God's courts who were excluded by the law, nor teach the people to observe the difference the law had made between food clean and unclean, between times and places holy and common, but they lived at large themselves and encouraged the people to do the same. Number four, they hid their eyes from God's Sabbaths. They took no care about them. It was all one to them whether God's Sabbaths were kept holy or not. They neither gave conscience to those who observed them, nor checked to those who profaned them, nor did they themselves show any regard to them or veneration of them. They winked at those who did servile work on that day and looked another way when they should have inspected the behavior of the people on Sabbath day. God's Sabbaths have such a beauty and glory put upon them by the divine institution as may command respect, but they hid their eyes from them and would not see that excellency in them. Number five, by all this, God himself was profaned among them. His authority was slighted, his goodness made light of, and the highest affront and contempt imaginable were put upon his holiness. Note, the profanation of the honor of the scriptures, of Sabbaths and sacred things, is a profanation of the honor of God himself, who is interested in them. End of quote. I pray that our church ministers will continue to allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of every area of their lives, so that they will fall into they will not fall into the deceptive trap of Satan. I pray that each of the ministers of our church will continue to surrender their all so that God can continue to lead them into the paths of righteousness. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that unless you lead us into the paths of righteousness, our actions are not going to be according to your will. Your guidance we need today, your leadership we need today. We surrender ourselves to you again. I ask, Lord, that you continue to lead us, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.